This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
806, 61 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. Mostly sunny. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight clear with a low around 60. Tomorrow another great day. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. And a pretty good weekend all in all. Jennifer Wiley, the former UNC tutor connected to the football program scandal, has been charged with violating a state law concerning sports agent student athletes interaction. Jennifer Lauren Thompson, as she is known now, she was known as Jennifer Wiley before her marriage. She's charged with agent athlete inducement on 4 low-level felony counts. She made a brief appearance in Orange County District Court on yesterday afternoon. One of her lawyers, Elliot Saul Abrams, said this following yesterday's hearing.
We would just remind everyone that an indictment is not evidence of guilt.
Judge Lunsford Long presided over the hearing before an Orange County grand jury on Tuesday of this week and immediately sealed the indictment documents.
Mr. Cheshire and I are not at all convinced that she's committed a crime, and we look forward to reviewing the state's case and meeting with Mr. Woodall to discuss these matters.
5 people in total were indicted this week on charges related to the North Carolina Uniform Athletes Agents Act. District Attorney Jim Woodall has not released the names of the 4 others. Woodall said on Thursday, no one ever has been charged under the Athlete Agent Act.
What we all need to recognize is that this is a new territory for everyone involved. No one's ever been charged with this crime. So, you know, this is something that I think the District Attorney's Office has continue to look into. We have to continue to look into.
Wiley's indictment document said that investigators found she had allegedly provided a round-trip airline ticket and delivered packages containing $2,000 and $150 cash for then-UNC football player Greg Little in May of 3 years ago. Investigators believe she did so in order to get Little to contact Terry Watson of the Georgia-based Watson Sports Agency. Thompson was a tutor at Carolina and was also found to have inappropriately helped a player, Michael McAdoo, with a paper, in the African and Afro-American Studies Department. North Carolina Secretary of State Elaine Marshall conducted the investigation that found Thompson had, quoting here, extensive contact between Wiley and UNC Chapel Hill student-athletes and, another quote, direct contact between Wiley's phone number and sports agent Peter Schaefer.
This has been a long and sad road for Jennifer. She's a wonderful person. She's a caring person. And she'll continue to act with decency. She'll maintain her dignity throughout this process.
Jennifer Wiley, or as she is known now, Jennifer Lauren Thompson, was placed under a $15,000 secured bond, and she's due in court again October 15th. Well, it's day 4 since non-essential government employees were told to stay home. Congress can't agree on a budget. There are reportedly no signs of reaching an agreement anytime soon. I spoke with U.S. Senator Kay Hagan about the shutdown and the current mood in Washington. Senator Hagan, what is the latest that you're hearing and seeing in Washington? What is the mood there? And if you could sum it up for us, how are you feeling about things?
Well, I think the mood is depressing. You know, I'm very, very frustrated. When you think that the basic function of Congress is to keep a government open and running, And when you throw political games into that and shut the government down, it's irresponsible. I didn't get elected to come to Washington to shut the government down. And it can be solved very quickly. The Senate has passed a continuing resolution that would fund the government until November the 15th. So that would give us 5 weeks in order to hash out the differences from the spending plan. And actually, the Senate negotiated and took the House's reduced spending level. So we've negotiated on that and came to the House position. And that bill is sitting in the House on Speaker Boehner's desk. And if he would just put that bill up for a vote, a majority of the House members will pass that, and we can get this government back open, and then we can get to the negotiating table.
What kind of pressure is John Boehner getting from other Republicans to go ahead and put this up for a vote?
You know, I certainly hear some of it that I hear on TV and in the news, but you'd have to go talk to them about that. But there certainly is some of that pressure. But, you know, I think the American public is where the pressure is really coming from, because people are suffering. You've got 800,000 federal employees that are out of work and not receiving pay. Military families in our state, which we have the 3rd largest military bases in the country, all of their commissaries are closed. And so all of the products that our military military men and women currently buy there, where they save sometimes up to 30%, don't have that available. The VA backlog, which we've worked so hard to bring that backlog down, that could be made worse. Our national parks in North Carolina are closing, of which we have 10. And what's really troubling about this time of the year with the fall leaf season in western North Carolina with the Blue Ridge Parkway closing, all the park ranger offices, et cetera, that will have a negative economic impact in our state, as well as on the eastern, the Outer Banks. Many of those areas have been closed, and striper fishing just got started this week. And particularly at our research universities at Chapel Hill and State, the NIH grants have been, the funding is stopped with no funding going forward, and that will have a negative impact on all of our researchers in North Carolina. So it's really having an impact, and I think that the public is very upset, and many people don't understand why this is happening.
Well, when you start talking about research at Carolina, that is another way of putting this thing into a real perspective for people. And I'm just wondering, do you see any movement at all in this shutdown right now? And if so, can you take a guess as when it might be over at this point?
You know, Ron, I'm not too good at guessing on issues like this, because this has never happened since I've been here. I mean, that's why I really think these political partisan games is not appropriate for something as serious as just the basic function of keeping the government open.
That is Senator Kay Hagan, just a portion of the conversation we had about the government shutdown. If you missed the interview or would like to hear it again, you can review this story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time is 8:13. Coming up, let's talk about how it affects a university. UNC's Executive Vice Chancellor and Provost Jim Dean was given the gift of a government shutdown no less than officially 3 months on the job. Boy, what a thing to contend with so early into the position. He says it has him concerned.
Area of concern is that we do a tremendous amount of research that's funded by the federal government. Our overall research funding in any given year is on the order of $800 million, and roughly 80% of that comes from the federal government.
This week, Dean sent out a letter to students, faculty, and staff saying that the university was well prepared for a partial government shutdown and that a short-term solution would have a minimal impact on the U.S. Higher Education community. He says a shutdown lasting just a few days, while it would put unnecessary stress on UNC in a time of state budget cuts and a slowly recovering economy, wouldn't be as harmful as one that lasts weeks.
If you start to talk about a month or longer, you get to sort of a different picture. But I do think if it goes on for a month or longer, you'll be running stories on all sorts of problems. It won't just be us.
He says apart from the research grant money, the university has not really been affected in other areas. However, he said there has been a handful of employees that UNC was forced to furlough.
There are a handful of cases where there's some sort of direct federal funding, and the federal government has instructed us to basically, it's called a stop work order, to stop working on something. And in those cases, we did have to have a few people laid off.
Dean says due to personnel issues, he couldn't divulge in what departments those employees worked. He says another concern could be for the students who receive federal grant money.
Of course, a very considerable amount of money. I couldn't even tell you the total amount of student aid comes from the federal government. But the best information we have right now is that there's no danger having to do with that. So that would be the other big one, and so far, so good.
In 1995, the federal government performed a similar shutdown, placed in two separate time frames, from November 14th through 19th, and then again from December 16th through January 6th of 1996. Dean says a 28-day shutdown would mean many more problems with local and national implications than federal research funds and financial aid. WCHL News Time, 8:15. Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels, coming up next. Right now, let's check traffic on WCHL. Traffic report brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too, online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Now with your morning traffic, here's Rand Northam.
NC 54 eastbound seeing delays right now, Ron, between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. That's, again, NC 54 eastbound. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. You can also do so by giving us a tweet at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sounds like a plan. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather presented by Southern Season. Celebrate fall flavors at Southern Season, where they've got all your tailgating essentials and seasonal snacks on hand. Located at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. 64 degrees in Chapel Hill, 63 in Carborough this morning. Mostly sunshine, high today in the upper 80s. Tonight clear with it all around 60. Then tomorrow another good day. We'll have fog first thing in the morning, otherwise sunny. High in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the low 60s. And then on Sunday, kind of an iffy day. We have a pretty good day predicted. 20% chance of a shower and or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. And a 50% chance of rain on Sunday night. So let's just hope the rains hold off, because festival happens on Sunday.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
8:17 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, a tradition continues this morning. We always talk to the voice of the Tar Heels before the Tar Heels play. And Jones Angel is with us this morning in the middle of his busy day. And Jones, you're getting ready to hit the road, aren't you?
Yeah, Tar Heels heading up to Blacksburg today. Ron, thanks so much for having me on, as always. And, Tar Heels heading up there today and to get settled in and ready to go for another early kick tomorrow. We'll be on the air with our network at 11:30, and then a fourth kick is at 12:30. And, Ron, I don't need to tell you that the Tar Heels are hoping to play a lot better this week than they did last weekend.
This has been a rather unusual week in that there has been a whole lot more focus on the past weekend's game than there has been on the upcoming opponent. But Virginia Tech is a team that started out kind of slowly this year, but now they look like the same old Virginia Tech team that we've always had. Great defense, offense, not so great, but you know, formidable opponent either way.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad to be struggling and be 4-1, would it?
You know, not at all.
The Hokies have really found ways to win. You know, they have a 5-point win over East Carolina, a triple overtime victory against Marshall, a touchdown win at Georgia Tech a couple Thursday nights ago, a week and a half ago. So it's a team that I don't think the Hokies feel like they're a finished product, Ron, and I think a large majority of that reasoning is because of the quote-unquote struggles on offense, where they are breaking in a bunch of new guys really almost at every spot except the quarterback position. But boy, that defense is good. And the defense is what has allowed them to be 4-1 through five games. It's only given up 241 yards a game. That's fourth best in the country. You know, you look at any stat that you want to look at, and they're impressive on that side, whether it's rushing defense, passing defense, scoring defense, forcing turnovers. They've already forced 13 in five games, including 11 interceptions, which is best in the country. They get into the backfield for sacks and tackles for loss. It's just a really quality, veteran defensive unit. And I think that puts a stress this week really on both sides of the ball for the Heels. Obviously, the offense has to go against that defense. But the Tar Heel defense knows it can't get into a shootout this week, because it's going to be tough for the Tar Heels to put up 30 points, 40 points this week. So Carolina just needs to play better on both sides of the ball than it did last week, and they'll have to do so against a quality opponent.
Well, anytime you go into Blacksburg, Virginia, you're almost like going into a war zone. I mean, there's people up there really support their football program, and it's going to be a wild atmosphere up there tomorrow.
Yeah, it is a good atmosphere, but it's somewhere the Tar Heels have played well, Ron. You know, the last three games there was a 7-point loss in 2007, a victory in 2009, and then a 7-point loss in 2011. So these have been close games traditionally. Carolina and Virginia Tech have split the last four that they've played. I think it's four of the last six or four of the last seven have been decided by a touchdown or less, including three of those by just 3 points. So this has been a very competitive series, and it doesn't matter if it's been in Chapel Hill or if it's been in Blacksburg. And worth noting, Ron, you know, I think from last year, the game everybody remembers is the state game. Mm-hmm. But Carolina played really well in that game against Virginia Tech in Chapel Hill. They put up more than 500 yards of total offense. They had more rushing yards in that game than any team ever has against a Frank Beamer coached Hokie squad. They scored 48 points in a 48-34 victory. So Carolina has had success against Virginia Tech, has had success in Blacksburg, and has been competitive in the games in which they didn't win. So I don't think the atmosphere is going to be that big a deal. And, Ron, I would be shocked if Carolina didn't play hard. That doesn't mean Carolina's going to win. That doesn't mean Carolina's going to execute and play well. But I think they're going to play hard. Because how can you not after what happened last weekend in Keenan Stadium? So, you know, I think at least at bare minimum, the effort level will be there tomorrow for Carolina.
And it's certainly been a tough week in practice, that's for sure. Jones, we will look forward to talking with you tomorrow during Countdown to Kickoff, which will start at 9 o'clock in the morning. We get ready.
Another early one, Ron. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, sir, buddy. Have a great day. That is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels on WCHL. Again, our coverage begins at 9 a.m. Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare. And we will have the Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee following that. Then we'll join the network at 11:30. Kick time will be 12:30, and we'll even have post-game coverage for you. It's called On the Heels on WCHL. Another quick note, as far as championship sports is concerned, UNC Athletic Department has launched a new academic All-Stars program that invites participating elementary schools to pick two outstanding students in each grade to be recognized at an upcoming football game. Each selected student will get four tickets to either the Old Dominion game or the Duke football game in November, where they will receive a certificate for their accomplishments in the classroom and be publicly recognized on the field during the game. Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham says he's looking forward to welcoming the children to campus and offering them a memorable experience this fall. With 3 weeks still remaining until the deadline, elementary school students have already reserved more than 2,700 tickets for the Duke game and more than 2,000 for the Old Dominion contest. You can read this story to get all the details on our website, chapelbro.com. 823, I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Think me nuts, but I'm picking an upset in Blacksburg. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. I was as critical as anyone of the beatdown by East Carolina last week. No shame in losing to a talented Pirates team, but I didn't like all the excuses coming out after the game. We weren't ready to play, we took them too lightly, blah, blah, blah. I said, put your tails between your legs and go back to work. Well, without spying on practice in the law school library and actually having little quantifiable data to base this on, I believe the Tar Heels will spring an upset at Virginia Tech. They already have the worst record in the ACC, 1-3, the only team in the league with a single victory to date, and I just cannot imagine a Larry Fedora team falling to 1-4. So, think me nuts, but here's why. Virginia Tech is a much easier team to game plan for on defense. After preparing for Georgia Tech's triple option and ECU spread you out, run and pass attack, Virginia Tech is a piece of cake, relatively speaking. Pretty bad offense, actually, in the bottom half of the ACC in every statistical yardage category. The Hokies have one offensive player to worry about, 6'6 senior quarterback Logan Thomas, who throws the ball a lot, but not for a lot of yardage. That means the UNC defense doesn't have to worry about getting beat over the top as much as crowding the line of scrimmage and containing Thomas's runs and the receivers breaking free with short passes. So a big priority will be on open field tackling, which frankly can't get any worse than the last three halves of football. The Hokies are 4-1 with two wins over Western Carolina and Marshall in triple overtime. Yes, they've gotten better and have that great upset at Georgia Tech, which ironically still leaves Carolina in the Coastal Division picture. If the Heels can upset Va Tech, they will have 12 days to prepare for Miami coming to Chapel Hill. Carolina can and will score points against Virginia Tech, despite the ACC's leading total defense. So the key is really holding the Hokes to, say, 21 points. I think that can and will happen. There's an old coaching adage that says a good team is most dangerous after hitting rock bottom. Clearly, the Tar Heels are down there. Now they must prove they're a good team. I think they can and will Saturday. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
At Elmo's Diner, our customers are friends and neighbors, and we put you first. We pride ourselves on serving fresh, delicious food like you'd make at home if you had the time. We don't use mixes or instant meals. Our pancakes are made from scratch, and all our desserts are baked in our kitchen. Our soups are homemade, and we slow roast our turkey and roast beef. We serve nothing with MSG, and our fries are cooked in 100% canola oil. Our goal is to provide service and food that's not only good, but outstanding. Come back to see us at Elmo's Diner in Carmel Mall, or come for the first time.
36 countries, 150 artisan groups, a world of handmade treasures, and one place to discover them all. 10,000 villages, home decor, jewelry, gifts, all one of a kind.
fashion, one at a time. At 10,000 villages, each item tells a story.
When somebody else takes that beautiful item, I want to carry that beauty to them.
They're gifts that give twice, because 10,000 villages is a fair trade retailer, providing sustainable income to artisans in developing countries.
Fair trade has been the possibility to have what we have now.
Enriching their lives while bringing exotic elegance into yours. Surprise your senses. Express your style. Experience the new. Step into 10,000 villages.
I feel very beautiful making these products, and I want all our customers to feel beautiful wearing them.
Shop 10,000 villages at the shops at Eastgate and Chapel Hill today. The Carolina Inn is now the Tailgate Inn. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn inviting you to tailgate with us for every home game. Enjoy our Build Your Own Bloody Mary Bar, including our signature extra spicy incinerator. There's plenty of comfortable seating under the shady oaks and magnolias on the Inn's front lawn, along with big screen TVs. And at game time, Keenan Stadium is only steps away. Bring your Tar Heel spirit to the Carolina Inn, also known as the Tailgate Inn. Find out more at CarolinaInnEvents.com. Go
because
Heels.
Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is it. It's football time. That means there's only one place to get every bit of Carolina and college football stats, commentary, photos, sideline news, and much, much more. It's Chapelboro's Huddle Up with the Heels section.
Shotgun snap to Renner. He drops straight back. Plenty of time. Goes to the end zone. Ebron catches it for six. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end.
And it's jam-packed with everything you'll need to know this season, plus extras you weren't even expecting. So don't get blindsided. Check out chapelboro.com/huddle up all season long.
63 degrees, sunny skies all day, 828 at WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
This is Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, located here in Chapel Hill. Been in business since 1986.
Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, they're very good at the job they do.
We're a full-service design remodeling company, Ron, and we specialize in turnkey process where our customers usually are looking for sort of a one-stop solution. We can help them with the design process, resourcing of materials, and helping them with actually making decisions about what's going to work best for their personal situation, and then the actual production of that work with our own staff, you know, trying to essentially minimize the number of opportunities for, you know, miscommunication or loss of information because you're handing it off to a third party or another party. And so we are ultimately responsible from the beginning of the process to the end of the process.
Remember the name, Bill Cederberg.
People are interested in learning more about us. You can go to our website at CederbergKitchens.com. You'll see examples of our work and some testimonials and products, et cetera, et cetera.
Cederberg Kitchens and Additions.
We are located at 630 Weaver Dairy Road in the middle of the Cedar Village Shopping Center here. And you can find us in the phone book at 919-967-1171.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel Mall. It's half off, $20 worth of food and drink, available now for only $10. Oasis offers coffees, teas, wines, and beers, homemade pastries, quiches, and more in the cafe and lounge. You can also enjoy a night of entertainment with live music, plays, performances, and more. It's half off from Oasis at Carmel Mall. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's 8:30 at WCHL and your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and take home a Dickie's Family Pack for tonight. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham up Mount Moriah Road. 64 degrees right now. Mostly sunny. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight we're looking at clear skies with a low around 60. And then tomorrow we'll start out with a little fog first thing in the morning. That's not so bad. Then sunny skies the rest of the day. High tomorrow in the upper 80s. Close to 90. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the low 60s. And then on Sunday, another good day. Partly sunny. We will get some fog early and a slight chance of rain later in the afternoon. High about 85. 50-50 chance of rain coming for Sunday night.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Miriam Carey is dead after trying and failing to get her car through White House and U.S. Capitol Security. Correspondent Dan Revive.
Police know that some people who see the video of five officers firing guns at the car when it sped away may wonder why the driver had to be killed. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier.
That video only captures a small part of this incident.
Eventually, Carey was cornered. Cops opened fire, killing her. Senior correspondent John Miller.
When you're guarding the Capitol or the White House and someone tries to deliberately ram the barricades and they seem to be trying to get close to the building, this is not your normal traffic chase, traffic violation, stolen car. In context, those officers usually factor in, is this a car bomb? Is this a terrorist attack?
Miller says investigators will ask questions of those who took aim.
That review will go over each officer, each shot, and why it was fired.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
63 degrees, sunshine, 832 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Jennifer Wiley, the former UNC tutor connected to the football program scandal, has been charged with violating a state law concerning sports agent student athletes' interaction. Jennifer Lauren Thompson is her name now. Then she was known as Jennifer Wiley before she got married. She's charged with agent athlete inducement on four low-level felony counts. She made a brief appearance in Orange County District Court on Thursday afternoon. One of her attorneys, Elliot Saul Abrams, said this following yesterday's hearing.
We would just remind everyone that an indictment is not evidence of guilt.
Judge Lunsford Long presided over the hearing before an Orange County grand jury and immediately sealed the indictment documents earlier in the week.
Mr. Cheshire and I are not at all convinced that she's committed a crime, and we look forward to reviewing the state's case and meeting with Mr. Woodall to discuss these matters.
Five people in total were indicted this week on charges related to the North Carolina Uniform Athletes Agents Act. District Attorney Jim Woodall has not released the other four names. Woodall said yesterday, no one ever has been charged under the Athlete Agent Act.
What we all need to recognize is that this is a new territory for everyone involved. No one's ever been charged with this crime. So, you know, this is something that I think the District Attorney's Office has continued to look into. We have to continue to look into.
Wiley's indictment document said investigators found she had allegedly provided a round-trip airline ticket and delivered packages containing $2,000 and $150 in cash for then-UNC football player Greg Little in May, a little over 3 years ago. Investigators believe she did so in order to get Little to contact Harry Watson at the Georgia-based Watson Sports Agency. Thompson was a tutor at Carolina and was also found to have inappropriately helped a player, Michael McAdoo, with a paper in the African and Afro-American Studies Department. North Carolina Secretary of State Elaine Marshall conducted this investigation that found Thompson had, quoting here, extensive contact between Wiley and UNC student-athletes and direct contact between Wiley's number and sports agent Peter Schaefer.
This has been a long and sad road for Jennifer. She's a wonderful person. She's a caring person. And she'll continue to act with decency. She'll maintain her dignity throughout this process.
Jennifer Wiley, now known as Jennifer Lauren Thompson, has been placed under a $15,000 secure bond. She's due in court again October 15th. The State Department of Environment and Natural Resources said yesterday estimates show 3,144 gallons of product were leaked as a result of the August gasoline spill at the Family Fair BP on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill. However, the owners are claiming that almost all of it was cleaned up. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
Danny Smith, regional supervisor for the North Carolina Department of Environmental and Natural Resources, Division of Water Quality, said the two responsible parties named in connection with the leak into Crow Branch Creek in August have responded to the state's investigation inquiry. Marvin Barnes of M.M. Fowler, the company which owns the gas station, and William Bishop of the construction company doing renovation work at the gas station were cited as a result of the leak. Smith said they responded to the Department of Natural Resources in a joint response. The two parties could face five state violations and fines up to $25,000.
currently what we're doing is assessing the factors and continuing to review the report and the details of it. And then this office will make a recommendation to our central office about whether or not to pursue a civil penalty.
Smith said their response indicated that 94% of the product that was leaked was recovered in cleanup efforts. He said his office will decide if citations will be issued over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Bishop Construction Company was doing renovation work at the BP just before the time of the leak. Sometime in the early morning hours of August 2nd, falling concrete punctured a hole in one of the fiberglass gasoline tanks. Product then escaped from a sump pump connected to a storm drain, which then flowed directly into Crow Branch Creek, a feeder of Booker Creek and Eastwood Lake. Despite the ongoing investigation, construction is underway again at the BP. Mark Powers, the Department of Natural Resources Underground Storage Tank Supervisor, said a gasoline tank is being installed at the site.
Our part, we've been paying attention to it simply to make sure that the responsible party does what they're supposed to do for, cleaning up the release.
Power said that the gas station was able to proceed with construction once the contaminated soil near the site of the leak was removed. Powers explained inspectors have been on site monitoring the construction work.
So as long as enough soil is removed and they can meet all the other normal requirements for installing a system, there's nothing in the law that I'm aware of that would prohibit them from moving forward with it.
The Department of Natural Resources also asked the gas station to install a groundwater monitoring well to track whether the groundwater was impacted enough to cause a future threat to wildlife. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board candidate Ignacio Jumas says equity will be his biggest focus if he is elected. He says the district has to adapt to serve the ever-changing landscape.
About 20 years ago, our school system was about 4,000 students, and now we're at 12, and soon we'll be at 20. The prerogative now is to restructure and modernize our school system so that we can give the best education to all our students. That's a very diverse population.
Four candidates are contending for 3 seats on the city school board. Jumas and Andrew Davidson are the newcomers in the election. Shel Brownstein and James Barrett are seeking re-election. The newcomers agree that while they agree with a lot of what Superintendent Tom Forsella is doing, they want to be a voice coming from someone other than those who helped in his hiring.
I think everybody is behind a lot of his strategies, but as a board member, we're expected to make sure that he is hitting all the points and that he has put out as his roadmap.
WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Jumas about his seeking election to the school board and how he believes he will best serve the students and parents of the district. You can hear the whole interview, if you'd like to, on our website at chapelbrough.com. And between now and Election Day, WCHL will continue to preview each of the local candidates one-on-one. Former Chapel Hill Town Council member James Protzman announced this spring he will run for governor in the 2016 election. That decision came awfully early, 2 years earlier than most people declare their candidacies. Protzman will be joining me next Tuesday on the WCHL Morning News to talk about his plans for entering the Democratic primary race. Protzman said on his website he is worried about the future of North Carolina due to the Republican supermajority in the General Assembly. His platform issues include the improvements to the environment, education, and the economy. Protzman is a former town council member in Chapel Hill and ran a business for a long time in our community. Today, he works as a freelance writer and business consultant and has been involved in numerous nonprofit organizations. Again, you can tune in to hear Protzman on the WCHL Morning News on Tuesday during the 7 a.m. hour. WCHL News Time, 8:39. I'm Ron Stutz. It's week 2 of the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagrove's Insurance. We're sending a couple of lucky Carolina basketball fans to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic. Remember, we have more location sponsors than ever before this year. 38 in all. If you want to increase your odds of being a finalist, enter at every one of those locations once a week for the rest of the contest. At locations including Kitchen Works, Mama Dips, UPS Store, Fordham Boulevard, Metamont, Venable, Vietri, Townsend Bertram and Company, Tobacco Road. Carborough Family Medicine, Carolina 1663, and Cameron's. Those are just a few of the locations. Don't forget to enter at our website, chapelbrew.com, and on Chapel Brew's Facebook page as well. We're drawing finalists weekly from each of those methods. And, of course, our on-air call-in finalist each weekday during the WCHL morning, afternoon, and evening news. So if you want to be a finalist for the Continental Tire, Basketball, and Big Apple giveaway, presented by Seagroves Insurance, be caller number 4 right now. 919-929-WCHL.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
President Barack Obama and Governor Pat McCrory are in the same box. Criticized by their opponents for being radical and divisive, they are at the same time dismissed by partisans in their own political parties as too moderate and too accommodating. Both came into office promising and genuinely aspiring, I think, to bring a new spirit of conciliation and peace to a disrupted political order. Both hoped to bring an end to petty partisan divisiveness. Now, both find themselves characterized as demons rather than healers. What happened? There's not a liberal America and a conservative America. There's the United States of America. Those are the words of Obama that he used in his keynote speech to the Democratic Convention in 2004 and thereby gained the hopeful attention of the entire country. Well, those hopeful words previewed his 2008 presidential campaign in which he promised bipartisanship and an effort to heal the country's political divide. Did not work, of course, and within months of his election victory, polls already were showing the greatest polarization of opinion about presidential performance in 40 years, with 88% of Democrats approving Obama, while only 27% of Republicans did so. Obama supporters blame Republican partisans for opposing Obama at every turn and rejecting his efforts to find common ground. At the same time, conservative voices blame Obama. Well, much like Obama in his first presidential campaign, McCrory promised a bipartisan approach in his campaign. Today, though, after passage of a partisan legislative program that is unpopular with many, most North Carolinians, McCrory's bloom, like Obama's, has faded. In fact, a poll by High Point University showed that Obama and McCrory both had approval ratings of just 39%. In North Carolina. And feelings, though, go beyond mere disapprovals. A friend of mine who has little respect for the president or his policies told me he would have a hard time being civil to Obama, but would try since he is the president of the United States. Well, maybe being civil is a start. In fact, even maybe some of those of us who oppose McCrory's policies should think about accepting a cookie the next time the offers are sworn. Taking an opportunity to communicate civilly instead of rushing to demonize the gesture as patronizing and sexist. Well, there's a good example in a new book by NBC's Chris Matthews. It's called Tip and the Gipper, When Politics Worked, about the relationship between Republican President Ronald Reagan and Democratic House Speaker Tip O'Neill. Reagan and O'Neill, Matthews said, disagreed on the role of government, knew it, admitted it face to face, but they put concentrated effort into trying to get along, even as they challenged each other. And Matthews continues, why, we wonder, can it be that way again? Why indeed? This is D.G. Martin.
Thank you, D.G. Hey, listen, congratulations. Thank you very much for all the phone calls this morning. I couldn't answer all the phone calls, but one person I answered was LaKayla Hall, who is our correct caller, and LaKayla was all excited because she is now a qualifier to win the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance. We're coming up on the end of week two of our contest. We're sending two lucky Carolina fans to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic. 38 locations where you can register. Go to all those places. Go to our website to get a full list of all the sponsor locations, chapelbrew.com. You can also register on Chapel Brew's Facebook page. And listen this afternoon and this evening on the WCHL News with Aaron Keck. Your opportunity to call in and get qualified right here on WCHL. 8:45. Again, congratulations to LaKayla Hall. You are in there. Good luck. Coming up next, Lee Storrow has today's commentary.
Atlantic Tire and Service is your exclusive Durham, Cary, and Raleigh locations to enter the Continental Tire Basketball Big Apple giveaway. Plus, get the best prices on Continental and other name brand tires. Locally owned and operated, Atlantic Tire has built its business on three words: trust, service, commitment. Ask any employee about the secret to their success, and the answer is simple. It's all about customer service. Atlantic Tire strives to make it a comfortable, confident experience. Visit AtlanticTireOnline.com for the nearest store and register to win a trip to see the Tar Heels play.
At Elmo's Diner, our customers are friends and neighbors, and we put you first. We pride ourselves on serving fresh, delicious food like you'd make at home if you had the time. We don't use mixes or instant meals. Our pancakes are made from scratch, and all our desserts are baked in our kitchen. Our soups are homemade, and we slow roast our turkey and roast beef. We serve nothing with MSG, and our fries are cooked in 100% canola oil. Our goal is to provide service and food that's not only good, but outstanding. Come back to see us at Elmo's Diner in Carmel Mall, or come for the first time.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Cater your next special event anywhere in the Triangle and beyond with award-winning Dickie's Barbecue Pit. We will customize for weddings, rehearsal dinners, family reunions, graduations, and more. Simple or fancy, from boxed lunches, pickup buffets, through full-service catering. Talk to us, your catering experts. Big or small, we can do it all. With 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, you will have a special event that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham, off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh.
Are you a local business owner? Are you aware of the upcoming health care reform changes? Did you know that working with a private exchange can save between 30 and 50% on your current health care costs? This is David Leader with Legacy Investments and Insurance Solutions. Whether you are a business owner or individual, let us give you a free analysis of your investment strategy or health care plan. We don't offer canned advice. We specialize in tailored solutions from Affordable Care Act compliant health plans to customized investment strategies. Call today for a free consultation. 919-960-1547.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. When you put your house on the market, it only has one chance to make a good first impression to a prospective buyer. Let Tony Hall & Associates advise you on how best to make that important first impression. Contact us today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Fall is here, and your local Great Outdoor Provision Company wants to help you enjoy the season with new footwear from Patagonia. Now you can enjoy a recycle-friendly shoe designed with the planet in mind and help young people in Orange County get outdoors. We are celebrating Take a Child Outside this month to inspire a new generation of young environmentalists. During this event, Patagonia will be donating $10 to the Junior Ranger program for every pair of footwear sold. Find out more about great gear and activities near you at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together. Before we get to the commentary from Lee Storrow, and traffic is brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch today, and you can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. And traffic moving along pretty smoothly. It's been a pretty good day as far as traffic is concerned. Nothing really out of the ordinary. If you spot anything, any accidents, or if you're experiencing any delays anytime during the day, not just the morning show, but also anytime during the day, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can talk with Rand Northam or any of the folks back there and tell us about it. We will pass along the word. WCHL, right now, everything is copacetic. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. It is 64 degrees. Mostly sunshine today. High today, 88. Tonight, clear with a low down around 60. And then tomorrow, we got some fog first thing in the morning. Sunny skies otherwise, with a highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear, low in the low 60s. Sunday, pretty much the same thing for the first part of the day. Foggy, and then partly sunny. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, about a 20% chance of rain, and the high in the middle 80s. Great day for a festival, should be. Then on Sunday night, we'll have a 50-50 chance of rain. So let's hope those rains hold off for festival and all the activities downtown. It's 850 at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz. Time now for today's opinion piece.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lee Storo. When the Affordable Care Act was signed into law in 2010, it carried with it a promise of expanding access to quality, affordable health coverage for millions of American families and small businesses. Yet the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, has continued to come under attack from Republicans in Congress and the North Carolina General Assembly. I'm here to say that the Affordable Care Act is a positive step forward to improve our health care system for residents of Orange County, North Carolina, and the country. Beginning on October 1st, a new marketplace will open in North Carolina, giving citizens a whole new way to shop for health insurance. Using the new marketplace, Orange County residents will be able to make apples-to-apples comparisons of plans before they make their decision. Every plan will be required to cover a comprehensive set of benefits, and discrimination based on gender or pre-existing conditions is banned. If you want more information, be sure to visit www.healthcare.gov. The Affordable Care Act is the law of the land, Congress passed it, the President signed it, and the Supreme Court upheld it. We are on our way to better health insurance options for North Carolinians and residents of our community. This is Lee Storo.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
64 degrees in Chapel Hill, 852. Disney's Beauty and the Beast returns to DPAC for 1 week only for 8 great shows starting on Tuesday night. The enchanting smash hit musical is based on the Academy Award-winning animated feature film. It's an eye-popping spectacle. It's won the hearts of over 35 million people around the world. It's filled with unforgettable characters, lavish sets and costumes, and dazzling production numbers, including Be Our Guest and the beloved title song. Experience romance and enchantment from Broadway's 8th longest-running musical in history. There's something for everybody. The whole family will like it. Even the little kids will love it. Tickets start at $30. Great seats remain at DPACNC.com, or you can call 919-680-2787. We have a pair of tickets to give away every day this week to attend next Tuesday evening show of Beauty and the Beast during the morning news, and we're giving away a pair on WCHL's Facebook page as well. Now, you can call right now. If you are caller number 5, you can win 2 tickets. Now, make sure you can go on Tuesday night. This is for Tuesday night's show, 919-929-WCHL. 2 tickets to see Disney's Beauty and the Beast at DPAC on Tuesday night. Call me right now.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
His college education, but how much is even enough?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Retirement planning? Where do I even begin?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Hi, this is Mark Brown. At Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, we care about you, and our CPAs and advisors are ready to help you answer all of life's financial questions.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, serving Chapel Hill since 1975.
Our people make the difference.
Now is your chance to live the life of luxury at holiday time. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, and this holiday season, you, your family, and friends can stay at the world-famous Carolina Inn with rates starting at just $109. The Carolina Inn is a tradition like no other, and now better than ever after being fully renovated. We invite you to enjoy afternoon tea, unprecedented service, and our award-winning restaurant, all at our best rates of the year. Book now at CarolinaInn.com and spend the holidays at the Carolina Inn.
The Orange County Parks and Recreation Council will host its final public input session at 7 o'clock p.m. This will give residents a chance to provide feedback on the findings and recommendations about the future of parks and recreation needs for Orange County. The meeting will be held on Thursday, October 10th. For the meeting location, please call 919-245-2518. That's 919-245-2518.
Hey, thanks for all the phone calls, and congratulations, Lauren Clark of Durham, who called in and won those tickets to see Disney's Beauty and the Beast at DPAC. We'll have more tickets to give away. Stay tuned, WCHL. Also, check out our Facebook page if you'd like to win. 856 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Tish Galoo is today's WCHL hometown hero. She's involved with a very important agency.
The organization is called the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness. We have been working to find a program to help put an end to homelessness. So we research successful programs throughout North Carolina and other states, and we have come up with a network of support for homeless individuals or families coming out of homelessness into permanent housing.
And now Tish is working very hard on the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness Support Circles program. What exactly is that?
It's really a network of 8 to 10 people who commit a year of time, and it's certainly not every month or that they're involved, but they're involved during that year of time to help with the needs of an individual coming back into the community into permanent housing.
What can support circles do for someone who's homeless or at risk of becoming homeless?
They can really give them emotional support, a means of going to them for help, for resources. Where do I find child care? Where do I get help going to a doctor? I need a ride. I need to learn how to budget my money. I need to have a permanent job. There's a variety of things that you can do as a support circle member with that partner.
And how did Tish Galoo get involved in these efforts to support the homeless?
I was asked to become a member of the executive board, I think primarily because of the work that I do with Orange County Justice United.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been involved in a lot of things in our community.
I have over the years. I'm coordinator of 18 outreach ministries at St. Thomas More Catholic Church, and from that I have built houses with Habitat for Humanity. I've become a strategy team member for Orange County Justice United, and I work with programs with the Interfaith Council, so I'm very involved.
Well, thank you for doing everything you do.
Thank you very much.
For her history of community involvement, and especially for her help with the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness Support Circles Program, Tish Galoo is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
And you got one more opportunity to win something this morning. If you can remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond, call me, tell me the word, spell it, and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Carolina Performing Arts presents Lev on Wednesday, October 9th at Memorial Hall. Making its first U.S. tour after premiering at Jacob's Pillow, Lev is an adventurous new ensemble led by Sharon Ayal, former house choreographer with Batsheva Dance Company. This explosive company of fiercely talented dancers presents an evening of movement, music, lighting, fashion, art, and technology. Visit CarolinaPerformingArts.org or call 843-3333.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Congratulations, Dexter Louie called in with the word of the day on WCHL. Meme, M-E-M-E. It means an idea, behavior, style. You often see it on Facebook these days. It's going to be a nice day. Lots of sunshine. High today up around 88 degrees.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
And now.